This is your WXEO Daily News Roundup for Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 FM and 1230 AM in Wausau.
For WXEO News, I'm Isabella Nieto. Domestic and family violence claimed the lives of 109 individuals in 2024. That's according to a report released October 1st by End Domestic Abuse Wisconsin. October is National Domestic Violence Awareness Month. Jane Graham Jennings is the executive director of the Women's Community, a Wausau-based organization that helps people affected by domestic violence, sexual assault, stalking, and human trafficking. Jennings spoke with Chad Holmes this week on the WXCO Morning Show. She says it's hard to combat the rising number of deaths because of the complexity of domestic violence.
There still is a tendency for people to blame victims, and there's still not an incentive for people who cause harm to change.
She says there is a power dynamic in a household affected by domestic violence.
The people who choose harm manipulate and control everything. They manipulate the systems, they manipulate law enforcement, they manipulate judges, and they keep getting away with that.
Wisconsin has a mandatory arrest law for domestic violence cases, which means when a police officer is called to a scene of domestic violence, they are required to find out who the predominant aggressor is and arrest them. Jennings says that law hasn't curbed the problem.
People who use power and control manipulate the entire system and continue to be manipulative and continue to harm and hurt their family members, and they use the legal system to do that.
Jennings says for those who may be in a domestic violence situation, you are not alone, it's not your fault, and there is help for you.
We are here, we believe you, and we understand.
You can donate to the Women's Community at womenscommunity.org. All donations will be matched up to $10,000 through October. Average gas prices have fallen 8.6 cents per gallon over the last week, Melissa Kay reports.
The average price at the pumps in Wisconsin landed at $2.68 on Monday. This is over 21 cents per gallon lower than a month ago and 35 cents lower than this time last year. Officials at Gas Buddy say the national average could drop below $3 per gallon for the first time in years. In the weeks ahead, it's possible a handful of stations in some states, including Wisconsin, could drop below $2 per gallon. That hasn't happened since the COVID-19 pandemic.
Medicare open enrollment begins today. Joanne Krulatz shares tips on how to protect yourself when enrolling.
When taking part in open enrollment, consumers should beware of scammers. Michelle Reinen is with the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
Scammers and dishonest actors often try to take advantage of older consumers during the same period by impersonating Medicare and asking for their Medicare account information and selling unnecessary or fraudulent health products or services.
Michelle Reinen says that there are trusted resources to utilize to avoid any issues caused by suspected scammers.
Instead of clicking links in emails, texts, or online ads and pop-ups, consumers always need to visit Medicare's website by typing in the address directly themselves or calling the phone number on the back of their Medicare card.
If you are a victim of a Medicare enrollment scam or any scam, you can contact DATCAP's Consumer Protection Hotline by phone at 1-800-422-7128 or by email at datcphotline@wi.gov.
The Village of Cronenwetter has a new president. Former Village Police Chief and Trustee Dan Joling will serve until 2027. The seat was left open last week after David Baker resigned unexpectedly. Joling served as Cronenwetter's first police chief from 2004 to 2016 and was elected as a trustee last April. The village now seeks to fill the vacancy left open by Joling's appointment. Applications to fill the vacancy are due by November 11th and can be emailed to the village clerk or dropped off at the Cronenwetter Municipal Center. The Wausau School District has a new board member. Charles Berger was appointed at Monday's school board meeting. According to a community announcement, Berger's goal in his new role is to, quote, build upon Wausau School District's fine tradition and history of excellence. Berger is a graduate of Wausau East High School and a current school district parent. He has done fundraising work for the Wausau West Athletics and is a certified safety instructor for the Wisconsin DNR. The seat was left open after longtime Wausau School Board member Jane Roosh submitted her resignation in August. The Wausau Finance Committee on Monday approved some amendments to the proposed 2026 budget. The amendments included a plan to keep all three public pools open next summer. The committee also pushed forward a plan to redirect surplus money in the Animal Control Fund to support two community service officer positions that would address animal welfare and humane enforcement needs, and voted to borrow $2.5 million for a solar array project aimed at stabilizing water rates. A public hearing on the city's 2026 budget is set for October 28th, and the budget is expected to be signed on November 11th. I'm Isabella Nieto for WXCO News.
The Crew loses game two. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewer Bats shut down again, losing to the Dodgers 5-1 in the National League Championship Series. On Monday night, Milwaukee lost 2-1. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Yeah, if I would have told you that the Dodgers are going to score seven runs in two games and what was the outcome in the first two games, I'd say there's a chance we won one of them for sure.
The Dodgers starter, Yoshinobu Yamamoto, gave up a home run to Jackson Chourio on the very first pitch of the game and then became the first player in 8 years to pitch an entire game in the postseason. Dodgers manager Dave Roberts.
You know, you give up the first pitch of the game, you give up a homer, and then you go out there and then you throw a complete game, was in complete command the entire night.
So the Dodgers go up 2-0 in the best of seven. Game three tomorrow night in Los Angeles. NBA. The Bucks losing to the Thunder last night, 116-112. They finished the preseason with a record of 3-1. The Bucks season opener a week from tonight when they host the Washington Wizards. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
That's your WXCO Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at bullfallsradio.com.